Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the Managing Editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's Managing Editor, Nalin Mehta. At a time when India-US relations are at an all-time low because of Donald Trump's tariff war, American firms such as Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Microsoft, Netflix, and Google have been stepping up their hiring in India. They have collectively hired more than 30,000 new employees in India over the past 12 months, reflecting a 30% increase in new hires from a year earlier, reports Dabangna Ghosh. This surge highlights the strong demand for AI and related tech skills, underscoring India's importance as a global talent hub. Apple, for example, has expanded its presence in Hyderabad, its largest talent hub in the country and a major development center for Apple Maps, by leasing an additional 64,125 square feet of office space near Gachibowli. Shiladitya Pandit and Danish Khan report that Apple is expected to be paying a starting monthly rent of 80 lakh 15,000 rupees with a five-year tenure. Amid fears of AI disruption, Infosys co-founder Nanda Nilekani has strongly pushed back at those predicting the demise of India's IT industry, saying such obituaries have been written many times before and that the industry has bounced back stronger each time. At a panel moderated by Chandra R. Srikanth with Nilekani, N.R. Narayana Murthy and Salil Parekh at Infosys, all three stressed that AI cannot replace core human skills such as interaction, empathy, collaboration, and learning ability, which will become even more important. Naveen Jindal, chairman of Jindal Steel, spoke exclusively to Bodhisattva Ganguly and Debashish Chakki in a wide-ranging interview. "Many wanted us dead, but miracles kept us going," Jindal said, recalling how Jindal Steel and Power survived its toughest years, with courts, banks, and the government helping the company pull back from the brink. He stressed that the company's objective is to reduce debt and to be net debt positive within the next few years. He also pushed back at India's critics, saying that India is not a dead economy and that the facts tell a different story, pointing to the country's rise as the world's second largest steel producer, almost double the amount produced by the US. India's consumer credit boom may be losing steam, with repayment stress surfacing even in secured loans. Saurabh Mukherjee, founder of Marcellus Investment Managers, said in an interview with N. Mahalakshmi, "First check bounces are at a 10-year high in tech hubs such as Bengaluru and Hyderabad, with one in 10 middle-class households likely unable to repay loans due to rising interest rates outpacing wage growth," Mukherjee said. However, India's top three lenders will be able to ride out the coming wave of retail stress. India's Nifty 50 index has surpassed the MSCI India index in valuations for the first time since 2017, driven by the inclusion of richly priced stocks such as Eternal and Geo Financial, Ravindra Sonavane reports. The Nifty is now trading at 22.77 times one-year forward earnings, higher than MSCI India index's 21.83 times. The Nifty 50 index is an important barometer for Indian investors, just as MSCI index is important for foreign ones. Trade moves have picked up pace amid Trump's tariffs. India and ASEAN have agreed to fast-track negotiations for a review of their trade pact amid rising US tariffs on Indian goods, reports Adria Chatterjee. Both sides aim to conclude a review of the ASEAN-India Trade in Goods Agreement by the end of this year, with the next round of talks scheduled to take place in Indonesia in October. In continuing fallout from India's new online gaming law, Nazara-backed Bazi Games is laying off more than 200 employees, or nearly 45% of its workforce, due to the blanket ban on real money games, reports Vikas SN. The company is evaluating a pivot to casual games. Games 24x7, which operates the online Rummy platform Rummy Circle and fantasy sports platform My11Circle, has also begun layoffs, reports Vikas SN. And finally, as India gets closer to China again, Ishan Gera looked into trading patterns between the two countries for our data story of the day. He found that India's export basket to China is shifting towards food and farm products, with animal, vegetable, and food shipments now accounting for over a fifth of exports. In recent years, the share of vegetable exports has tripled, while traditional categories like textiles and chemicals have lost ground. This shift highlights the growing asymmetry in trade between the two countries. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.